we have sat silently listening to him shape the evening. But in the end, his unsupported statements and his attorney's twisted logic fooled no one. The truth won. The truth spoke for itself. You are guilty. 12 jurors convicted you guilty of 3 felony counts beyond reasonable doubt. That's 12 votes per count. 36 yeses confirming guilt. That's 100% unanimous guilt. And I thought, it's finally over. Finally, he will own up to what he did, truly apologize, we will both move on and get better. Then I read your statement. If you are hoping that one of my organs will implode from anger and I will die, I'm almost there. You are very close. This is not another story of a drunk college hookup with poor decision making. Assault is not an accident. Somehow, you still don't get it. Somehow, you still sound confused. I will now read portions of the defendant's statement and respond to them. You said, being drunk, I just couldn't make the best decisions, and neither could she. Alcohol is not an excuse. Is it a factor? Yes. But alcohol was not the one who stripped me, fingered me, had my head dragging against the ground with me almost fully naked. Having too much to drink was an amateur mistake that I admit to, but it is not criminal. Everyone in this room has had a night where they have regretted drinking too much, or know someone close to them who has had a night where they have regretted drinking too much. Regretted drinking is not the same as regretting sexual assault. We were both drunk. The difference is I did not take off your pants and underwear, touch you inappropriately, and run away. That's the difference. You said, if I wanted to get to know her, I should have asked for her number rather than asking her to go back to my room. I'm not mad because you didn't ask for my number. Even if you did know me, I would not want to be in this situation. My own boyfriend knows me, but if he asked to finger me behind a dumpster, I would slap him. No girl wants to be in this situation. Nobody. I don't care if you know their phone number or not. You said, I stupidly thought it was okay for me to do what everyone around me was doing, which was drinking. I was wrong. Again, you are not wrong for drinking. Everyone around you was not sexually assaulting me. You were wrong for doing what nobody else was doing, which was pushing your erect dick in your pants against my naked, defenseless body concealed in a dark area, where partygoers could no longer see or protect me, and my own sister could not find me. Sipping Fireball is not your crime. Peeling off and discarding my underwear like a candy wrapper to insert your finger into my body, that is where you went wrong. Why am I still explaining this? You said, during the trial, I don't want to victimize her at all. That was just my attorney and his way of approaching the case. Your attorney is not your scapegoat. He represents you. Did your attorney say some incredulous, infuriating, degrading things? Absolutely. He said you had an erection because it was cold. You said you are in the process of establishing a program for high school and college students in which you speak about your experience to speak out against the college campus drinking culture and the sexual promiscuity that goes along with that. Campus drinking culture. That's what we're speaking out against? You think that's what I've been spent the past year fighting for? Not awareness about campus sexual assault or rape, or learning to recognize consent? Campus drinking culture. Down with the Jack Daniels. Down with Sky Vodka. If you want to talk to people about drinking, go to an AA meeting. You realize having a drinking problem is different than drinking and then forcefully trying to have sex with somebody. Show men how to respect women, not to drink less. Drinking culture and the sexual promiscuity that goes along with that like a side effect. Like fries on the side of your order. Where does promiscuity even come into play? I don't see headlines that read Brock Turner, guilty of drinking too much, and the sexual promiscuity that goes along with that. Campus sexual assault. There's your first PowerPoint slide. Rest assured, if you fail to fix the topic of your talk, I will follow you to every school you go to and give up a presentation. Lastly, you said, I want to show people that one night of drinking can ruin a life. A life. One life. Yours. You forget about mine. Let me rephrase for you. I want to show people that one night of drinking can ruin two lives, you and me. You are the cause, I am the effect. You have dragged me through the hell with you, dipped me back into that night again and again. You knocked down both our towers. I collapsed at the same time you did. If you think I was spared, come out unscathed, that today I ride off into the sunset while you suffer the greatest blow, you are mistaken. Nobody wins. We have all been devastated. We have all been trying to find some meaning in all of this suffering. Your damage was concrete, stripped of titles, degrees, enrollment. My damage was internal, unseen. I carry it with me. You took away my worth, my privacy, my energy, my time, my safety, my intimacy, my confidence, my own voice. Until today.